Yes, it's the second occasion. It's the New York Fire Service now that are coming over to box against our team in the Riverside Park Hotel there in Macroom. So we're looking forward to a good night and some excellent boxing, and we hope that we have good support from the people that in Macroom. They will give a cable to fortune to these heroes of 9/11 from New York. So we hope to see a lot of people there.
Excellent. There's always been a bit of attrition, I suppose, of the Garda Boxing Club kind of fighting against New York, be it the NYPD or the fire department, and you going over there and then coming back over here.
That's correct, yes. It's gone on for the last 10 or 12 years now, over and back, home and away basis, and we're still going boxing against the New York Police Department, but we've taken on the fire service the last 2 years, and we've had made contacts with them over the years at various championships, like European and World Police Championships, and we've made good friends with those lads. And last year, we boxed in Madison Square Garden before a crowd of 3,000 people.
Wow.
Now, this was a charity event for the soldiers come back from Iraq with injuries to their arms and their legs, and there's one guy actually there who had both his legs amputated. But they built houses especially for these lads, like easy access to accommodation for them. So they're very worthy causes. It's always some sort of a charity we take part in, and it's to assist in our own little way.
Excellent. There's 11 bouts in the night, so I imagine you've been training like mad over the last couple of months getting ready for this.
We are, yeah, we are. We've been doing a lot of training over the last 3 or 4 months, and actually there's two or three local girls as well. So there's a local interest there from Ryland Boxing Club, local girls boxing. So it's nice to have the community involved as well, because maybe a lot of our lads wouldn't be known by the people out there, but certainly they know their own girls and will support them and add a bit of home interest and into the area and also to the club. So I think that's what's happening in the regulation to boxing.
Yeah, I'd imagine you're all raring to go. I imagine there's a massive buzz around the place in training now as you get ready for Friday night.
There is. Well, we've wound down a little bit now. Usually you train quite hard up maybe the last three or four weeks beforehand. Then you wind down little by little for the big night, be prepared for the big night.
How does the standard compare between ye and New York? Are you always fairly evenly matched?
It's fairly even matched. Now, the last time we were beaten 5-4, then we won 6-3. So it's close. And there are no mismatches. Like, we're out up front with our weights and experience of all the boxers. And it's a good, nice competition. And evenly matched. They're very evenly matched. And it's very fair the way it's organized and it's very good. And interesting enough, the contact guy over there, Bobby Maguire, his nephew was one of the people who was killed, unfortunately, in that event of 9/11, so I think. So there's a bit of nostalgia with them coming back to Cork. So they're looking forward to that sort of thing, you know.
So
and I think it's there, it's outside of Cork there, across the coast. I believe some trees were planted to commemorate all the heroes of 9/11. So actually, his nephew was there named in one of the trees. So that was interesting that in Cork and having them in Cork.
So it's always a good kind of friendly rivalry.
Oh, definitely, yes. It is a friendly rivalry, yes. It's very, very, very friendly. But competitive at the same time, competitive.
Who in your team should we be looking out for on Friday night?
Well, our teams, Mark Vance. He's a good guy. He's boxed very well. Hayes. No, it's very hard to say who or which, sort of thing, but they're all good guys right across the board. So I hope people come out and support all of our guys, but also give a warm welcome to the New York Fire Service as well.
Yeah, that's happening Friday the 6th November at the Riverside Park Hotel in Macroom. If people want tickets, Larry, how do they go about it?
There's tickets on sale there and on the hotel at the moment. They're on sale on the door of the night, and also they're on sale at the post office in Ryland.
Excellent.
Three locations, no problem.